Hey, all you rebrandins and rebrandies. Just wanted to pop in real quick and let you guys know that we recorded this episode like a week ago, which was before Elon pulled his little Nazi salute stunt at the inauguration. So that's why we don't address it in the episode. We might have done it a little differently had we known, but it was at the time in the future. Hope you guys are good. Stay safe. Thanks for listening.
Rebrand!
Ding!
Rebrand!
Hello, beloved consumers. I'm Ashley Birch.
And I'm Mort Burke.
And welcome to Rebrand, a comedy podcast where we inject new life into tired old brands, whether they be snack food, celebrities, or religious institutions. Hoo-wee, baby! What a time. Yes, we are in Los Angeles. Good Lord, thank you for all the firefighters and all the helpers and all the beautiful people that have been giving their time, their energy, their money to this tragedy. It's incredible to see how many people are showing up.
It's really wild. They're turning away donations and in some places volunteers because so many people are coming out and being of service to people who really need it. It's like really actually very heartening to see.
It's beautiful. And I want to say first up, if you go to my Instagram, which is just my name, A-S-H-L-Y-B-U-R-C-H, Ashley Birch, I've put in my story highlights two links to two different things. There's a link to donate to an anti-recidivism organization because you may or may not know, a lot of the folks that are fighting the fires right now are actually incarcerated people that aren't being paid. So there is an anti-recidivism organization that I link to that you can donate to that is supports formerly incarcerated people. And then there's another link to a Google Doc, which again, you may or may not know, Altadena, which is the city that was really devastated by the Eaton fire, that it lists GoFundMes for Black-owned businesses and homes of Black families that have been displaced because there was a huge population of Black folks in that community. I think there's a lot of history behind, actually, why Altadena is historically a Black community. It wasn't redlined, I believe.
Yeah. No, they were effectively forced there and then built an incredible community. That's what's so sort of funny about perception is that it's so limiting and people have this perception of LA that apparently it's only billionaires.
Which it's just not
true. But the reality is it's six or seven giant cities, many that is all over the map as far as the amount of money that is earned. Not that that really even matters totally.
Right.
But it also does.
Yeah. I mean, we have a fucking ton of working class people here.
A huge amount of people who are living check to check are now displaced. So
that's right. So those links are in my, I'm sure you've seen plenty of places you can donate. Those are two particular spots that I have put in my story highlights. So if you're looking to give some money, those are two places to start. But then of course, if you follow anyone that's in LA on Instagram, people have been posting lots of links and we know a lot of people that have lost homes that have GoFundMes and that kind of thing. So there's plenty out there. If you have the means and are wanting to help, there's plenty of places that you can donate to.
Yeah, $5 could mean a lot. $10 could mean a lot.
That's exactly right. And we have also donated. I'm not just telling you to spend your money. We've donated to these places.
Yes, we have.
I'm not just telling you to do it. I'm just, you know, spreading the word.
And I also want to take this time to offer free acting classes to anyone who is affected by this terrible fire. I think that now, in this time of grief, now's the time to really nail that Young Sheldon audition. So, actually, I'm going to be giving a small percentage off of my acting classes.
Oh, they're not even free.
It's going to be 12% off.
I thought you were donating.
As I was saying it, I realized. I'm only joking, but we did. So, I did do a Zoom show with my friend Justin Otis, a stand-up show, and we raised a good amount of money, which felt so, I felt very, very fortunate to my friends
Friday.
Who gave, last Friday we did a Zoom show, I did 25 minutes, my buddy did 20 minutes, and it was so fun and powerful to feel like I was able to do a little something. So if you guys want to see a stand-up show over Zoom, it's cool because you can be anywhere in the world and watch it. Let me know, go on our Discord, our Rebrand Discord, which is Rebrand the Podcast on Discord. I have a set that I'm really happy with right now.
It's great. It's very funny.
Ashley will say hi, probably.
I'll say hello.
Ashley will pop her head in and say hi.
I'll just be your hype man in the back. I'll just be like, yeah.
Well, you wear a giant Flava Flav style clock, but bigger than you are.
If you ask me not to, I would refuse. That's how dedicated I am to wearing this.
It'd be like, $10 minimum donation or something like that. So.
And what day would that be, honey, if they were to do it?
So it would be Friday the 24th, and all proceeds would go to benefit people affected by these fires.
Yeah. So last week when we did it, Mort donated to two different GoFundMes. One of a friend of a friend of ours lost their house, and another one of Mort's friends, their apartment complex burned down and they lost their car. So we split the proceeds from that fundraiser and donated to those two different GoFundMes. So it would probably be something similar to that we would put the money into, or maybe the organizations I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
We promise we're not just going to pocket it. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, we'll post the screenshots
of the donations. Yeah, we'll post the screenshot that we donated.
It'd be funny to post a screenshot of just me putting a wad of cash into my pocket.
And going, oops, having like a... So today's rebrand comes courtesy of me, which it's so funny. I'm like, is this going to be cathartic or in poor taste? We're going to find out as we record it.
We really straddle that line here at Rebrand
Industries.
Yeah, 1 foot over the cliff into poor taste and really just balancing precariously.
That is all we're doing. I want to rebrand climate change, which... I want to rebrand it because climate change really isn't the fault of the vast majority of the population, I would say. It's really the fault of like 3 billionaires. It's 3 fucking bozos who would rather hoard money like Smog or a less cute Scrooge McDuck than prevent the planet from burning. Because apparently the current brand of climate change isn't doing enough for that.
It's not hitting home, really.
It's not hitting home somehow?
People don't seem to understand that this is going to affect everybody.
Yeah, it's really weird.
We're very close to having everybody in America need to go drop off old clothes at a church for their neighbors or need those old clothes.
And then somehow that isn't moving the needle for these 3 billionaires. So I would like to rebrand climate change with a very specific demographic in mind, which is, I think the current brand of climate change for these fuckfaces is that they think they can just like build a bunker or go to Mars and that they'll be fine.
They think it's a hero's journey. Where they get to take a big bad boy's toy up into fucking space.
Right, as their origin, their home of origin burns below them.
Right.
And they're like, look how cool we are. We're adventurous, space adventurers going into space.
Yeah, they wave goodbye and they think they're fucking Han Solo.
When really they're Salacious Crumb on the tail of Jabba the Hutt. That's who they are. They're either Jabba the Hutt or they are Salacious Crumb. Those are the options that are actually available to them in the Star Wars pantheon.
It'd be awesome if I knew who Salacious Crumb was.
Oh, well, let me educate you, honey.
Is he in the Lemony Snicket world?
No, he is the little weird dude at the end of Jabba the Hutt's tail that goes,
oh, he's kind of cute, isn't he?
You think Salacious Crumb is cute?
He's like ugly cute.
And you judge me for thinking Bowser is cute?
Bowser is actively abducting princess at every opportunity.
Salacious Crumb is an enabler of a horrible creature that also abducts princesses. I'm going to need all the listeners of this podcast to throw down in Discord about whether I'm sure right or if Mort's right.
If I was more familiar with the Star Wars world.
But you know who Salacious Crumb is now, right? You remember the
Yeah, but to me, he looks like a Muppet. He looks like Rizzo the Rat or something.
I mean, he's a little guy, sure. Honey, we can't get divorced over this, okay?
I don't know how we're going to stay together. Well, here's my thing to the billionaires.
Yes, yes, yes.
You don't even have to stop eating your fucking scrambled dinosaur eggs in the morning. That's the crazy thing. Like, you get to keep your golden yacht.
Right.
All that you're going to have to do is watch some of the money on the screen of your bank account go down. It's going to affect your quality of life.
Not at all.
And lifestyle, not at all. And so many of these guys are obsessed with people loving them.
Well, this is my question. Are they? Because they act in a really insane way. This is my theory about billionaires. Their hearts have a daddy-shaped hole in every single one of them, shaped as their particular daddy. And they think what they need to do is fill that hole with money. And if anyone has more money than them, then they've lost. There is no amount of money that fills that hole. But they just keep eating it and eating it. They're hungry ghosts for wealth. And I think that's really their main priority, right? More than people loving them, possibly.
Yeah, okay. They want both.
Okay. I'm wondering if we could take one of the most susceptible billionaires and do a very specific honeypot on him, which is basically to say, you could win by becoming the person that saves the planet. What one of them wants for sure is to be Tony Stark, aka Iron Man. Some of them are just Lex Luthor and they think that's great and they love it. They like being a villain. So we need to maybe even pit them against each other, right? Like Elon's already taken the most bargain bin supervillain ever conceived.
Mm-hmm.
So you need to be the other version of that, which is to say you need to take your money out of oil, put it entirely in renewable resources. And if you do that, we will have a team of Earth's greatest comedians write you jokes and speeches for the next 10 years. We'll outfit you. We'll make you the funniest person on the planet. It'll be a lie, but that's okay.
Yeah.
You can have an hour stand-up special right out the gate, entirely ghostwritten by comedians.
Yep.
You'll have a room full of people laughing and applauding at you. And all you have to do is not kill our planet anymore. We could just get you fucking set to be the most beloved person on the planet. All you have to do is take a couple, as you said, just like a couple zeros off the end of your bank account.
A couple zeros.
Just a couple.
That's a psychotic thing. I think we should send them to a family living in poverty and they have to be with a young boy for an entire day and watch the difference between a young boy who gets a healthy meal. That's going to make their fucking hearts grow three sizes, right? You experience the quality of giving to another human being. You see a kind of healing within them that you didn't know was possible. And then you start to recognize that the part of yourself that you don't even know is broken are able to heal as well.
Because this is the thing, right? Like, a lot of them are pretty far gone, I would say, in terms of, like, their empathy capacity. Because I don't think you can be empathetic and also be a billionaire. But what I would invite them to think about is, okay, let's say climate change continues on this path and you have your bunker with all of your various amenities that you want. Who are your neighbors, my guy? The only other people that are gonna be able to afford those bunkers are other billionaires. It's just going to be you and Elon fucking hanging out. That's really what you want. Even if you can go to Mars, you're sharing Mars with Elon. He quotes Austin Powers, a film from the 1900s. That's what you want for the rest of your days?
You're going to watch this guy just doing backstrokes in his pool filled with, like, Reese's peanut butter cups or whatever fucking insane billion.
Getting melty chocolate all on his weird, lumpy, pale skin. I don't think that's actually what you want. What is it? Alexander wept for there are no more worlds to conquer. I just feel like even if you guys survive, you need there to be a population of people by which you compare yourself against.
They need the teeming masses.
Whether you guys think you do or not, you need the teeming masses.
Mm-hmm.
As a member of the teeming mass, you need me, baby.
There's this quote too, if there were no beasts left, surely man would die of loneliness. This fantasy that we're gonna live in some like terraformed Mars and enjoy ourselves if we're not surrounded by
the... there's no trees or animals or birds or fish or fucking anything.
We desperately need the spirit of Earth to continue and to hopefully thrive.
It's so true, man. We can barely handle social media. One would argue we can't.
I can't. The worst day I've had this week was the day I spent the most time on social media, and then I went outside and I remembered that there was a sky and my dog and leaves on a tree, and I was reminded that everything is safe and that I am cared for by the planet, which is delicate. The ecosystems are fucking delicate.
Right. And we want to take already our tenuous grasp on our own existence and shoot it into space? Also, the idea that that is even conceivably possible within any of our lifetimes is just laughable to me. I don't care that you think that you can think your way out of mortality, homie. You can't.
No, it's hubris.
You cannot.
It's hubris. This fucking idea that, like, I'm so brilliant, I'm going to be able to download my consciousness onto a computer and beat death.
What we're describing, what they want, is the plot of Horizon Forbidden West, the video game that I'm in.
Yep.
And guess what? It doesn't turn out great for the billionaires. They're not psyched. I don't think they're psyched.
Well, I also want to do say that, like, yes, the problem is the billionaires and corporations. We can also, as a community, do better as far as what we purchase and the ways in which we live.
I will say that the problematic narrative around climate change for a minute has been, you know, when I was fucking growing up, reduce, reuse, recycle was a thing. And it's just sort of a way of offloading responsibility onto citizens that have comparatively a smaller impact. But I think what you're saying is true. It's not like you can't do anything. Because the other thing about voting with your dollar, as the phrase goes, is that if enough people show interest in non-meat alternatives or non-dairy alternatives to food, then the market responds by creating more products like that. I think it's a fucking flawed system, obviously, because it's not working currently. But there is a certain amount of, if the systems are not fed, then they will not be as effective.
If you spend time in nature, you will have your heart changed. And that is what we can do for ourselves, because beautifully, this stuff is still here.
Also, as the union simp that I am, the answer to a small amount of people holding a ton of power is for the masses, the vast majority of people, to band together against that.
Yes.
to have solidarity against that, to have class consciousness.
Yes.
That is the achievable antidote, is that sort of solidarity among working people.
Yes. And solidarity among working people is needed now more than ever. And we all like to have a villain. These assholes that we're talking about, we want you to be better. I'm willing to let go of how good it feels to talk shit on Elon Musk and learn to say, like, wow, what a beautiful thing you did by helping people less fortunate than
you.
Oh
my God. The thing that kills me is all of the technology exists. We have it.
Yes.
It's not like, what can we possibly do but burn fossil fuels? Like, we know. So I just need two of you. It's not that many.
Right.
It's just two guys.
Yeah.
I just need two guys.
Yeah.
To go, I would rather fill the hole in my soul by the adulation of people that I don't know because I have done something good than through the amassing of basically just numbers on a screen.
The problem is that the resources are locked up. But the problem is not that there are not enough resources. There is enough food to sustain everyone.
There's enough everything.
And the time is going to come when the people are so hungry, they are going to come and take these resources.
Get ahead of the curve.
Be Robin Hood, dude.
The comparison I keep coming back to is choose Tony Stark, not Lex Luthor. It's right there. You could literally beat for beat, get the same facial hair, build yourself a little mech suit.
We'll have RDJ, Mr. Downey Jr., run the scenes with you.
Oh, absolutely. He will coach you. He'll be an acting coach for you.
We'll have the Gwyneth Paltrow there, and she will give you one kiss on the cheek, but that's it.
You want another one? It's another million. Really, it's a lack of imagination. There's this trend on TikTok. People will be like, I just remember that I have free will. And they'll like stand on their table and hold a plant and go like, meh, or something like that. You can do anything.
Anything.
You have all the money and you're all kind of doing the same thing. Doesn't that make you kind of fucking boring? Don't you want to do something else that's more interesting instead of trying to go to fucking Mars or whatever? So there's this thing called solarpunk, which has been maybe a more recent genre, which is basically just imagine if we lived like we had a lot of interesting technological advancements, but we lived in concert with nature. You know, there's a cool machine that if you like push a plunger down, it creates a rain cloud that then waters your garden. And it's all solar panel powered and stuff like that. You could make a really cool techno future that's cooler than going to Mars. Because when you get there, it is a red dust rock with no oxygen. And then there's also the option of create a Truman Show-esque existence where they are surrounded by all the people that they wish would love them. And then we subtly, over time, introduce different possibilities of the ways that they could live their life in a more sustainable way. Oh, I'm a famously beautiful actress, Angelina Jolie. I would love to be with you romantically, but if only you weren't an oil tycoon. If none of that works, we could just shoot them into space.
Which they'd love.
This is the other thing. It's like, y'all want to go to space so bad. Go right ahead. Go right ahead. Here's a little rocket. Off you go. Figure it out. You want to be on Mars so bad? There it is. Have fun. Go play in the dirt. See how you like it.
We also all need to recognize the Elon Musk that lives within
each of us.
Which no one wants to admit is there.
Oh, honey.
Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't. I do. I do. There's part of me that badly wants to be... have everyone love me and have so much money and fame and love that no one could ever hurt me ever again. You know?
Sure. Yeah. It's true, honey.
Well, yeah.
I feel really resistant to trying to humanize these billionaires. It's interesting. We're coming at it from very different vantages. But I respect it, honey. They're people. They're injured people, for sure.
It's not for them. It's for me first. Because... And again, I'm a fucking sensitive dude, and I'm like, I go too far into fucking hating. I can't sleep. You know what I mean? Like, it affects me in a way, I guess, more than other people that I've had to learn that I at least need to try to forgive, despite the wild bullshit that people pull all the time.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I mean, it's the sort of thing of like... What is it? Letting them live in your head rent free? It's just hard when your city is on fire and it's...
Oh, it's...
And it's the direct result of capitalist greed!
It's so fucking hard.
It's so hard. You said this thing once of like, if someone had just hugged Donald Trump for a month, he would stop trying to be president. So maybe we just need to hire people to just hug these... Elon goes to the bathroom, he's getting hugged. He takes a shower, he's getting hugged.
Yeah.
He goes to sleep, he's getting hugged. He's having a burger, he's getting hugged.
Yep. I love that.
We just have a hug docent that just hangs out like the rescue animals of the gentle barn.
Yep.
This is Elon. His father never once told him that he loved him. So everyone go ahead and line up. We're all going to give him a little hug and then go on your way.
Instead of an entourage of weird tech bros who don't give a fuck if he lives or dies.
Yeah, have a bunch of sweeties give him a kiss on his little forehead.
Yeah, he gets to hang out with some sheep. He gets to hang out with like a loving elementary school teacher who knows what it's like to have a child who behaves badly.
Right. Yeah, maybe we need to get them new entourages.
Yo, what if he hangs out with LP and Killer Mike? Hear me out, right? Whoa. You know what LP said, too? He said, you know how you get fascism? You destroy empathy. That's what he said. That's how fucking brilliant that guy is.
Whoa. And they're the coolest people on the planet.
So cool. They wrap their asses off. They produce the fuck out of it. They are always getting high. They wear the coolest fucking shades.
Oh, yeah.
They live in the studio. Elon Musk will get an actual sense of what it looks like to be fucking cool. Not embarrassing cyberpunk cool. Actual cool Americans. The dude loves America, right?
Right.
He loves what he thinks his version of America is.
Right.
But the real version of America is the people who've suffered and have soul because
right.
of it and have turned it into fucking immaculate art. So you let LP fucking talk shit to Elon Musk for a week?
Can you imagine LP or Killer Mike being like, you're all right, man.
Oh
like
my
after
God.
After a month together or something, he would be a different man. It would be transformed. It would be like the fairy tale kiss to a frog in a fucking children's story of yore. It would just be transformative.
And in that moment of grace, that window where his soul emerges for the first time in decades since he was 4 years old and his father locked him in an attic. What the fuck happened to that guy? Then Zach De La Rocha comes in.
Who is that?
He's the lead singer of Rage Against the Machine. He has the verse on Close Your Eyes and Count to Fuck.
Oh.
Run them jewels fast.
Uh-huh.
And hits him with the reality of what the systems in America, how they hierarchically oppress the less fortunate. Puts his arm around his shoulder and says, let's fix this together. And then raps his verse from the Run the Jewels album.
And then they do a massive concert. And at the end of it, whatever this billionaire is announces that they're going to donate. And I swear to fucking God, you don't even have to donate all your fucking money.
No, it's a small percentage.
You truly, just a couple billion. We're good. I'm pretty sure we're good.
It's going to change your life, not at all, and people will love you forever.
Yeah, I really defy anyone to be around LP and or a Killer Mike and not desperately want their approval. I just feel like that is an experience that those two guys have wherever they go. Like, there are just certain people that are so empirically cool and good at what they do.
Yep.
That to be respected by them must feel like drinking ambrosia.
Yeah, and we put Reagan from Killer Mike's rap music album on loop for like a day so he gets to understand the effect that Reaganomics had on human beings in America. Because the other thing about LP, like, he truly doesn't give a fuck what people think. All these dudes are pretending like they don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
When you talk to LP about the shit that he produced, there's this Open Mike Eagle interview where he's like, are you at all worried about the people who listen to your lyrics and don't understand them? You put so much effort into the craft. And he goes, nah, it doesn't matter. Fully doesn't matter. He's like, if one person gets it, that's all that matters.
So, okay, for this hypothetical oil tycoon billionaire, we'll have a new entourage, which is secondary school teacher with a heart of gold.
Damn, that's so good.
A retired therapist that kind of reminds them of their grandma. LP Killer Mike.
Yep.
I want to be in this group. Sounds awesome.
We're hooking them up.
Oh, yeah. Some Western, Eastern, doesn't matter. Someone that has dedicated their lives to a spiritual practice.
Yes.
Someone that had a spiritual awakening. After maybe like a cancer diagnosis or something. Definitely some good dogs. Great dogs.
An older, sweet dog. A young dog that's always happy to see you.
Yeah, really likes to cuddle.
All of these people too, number one on the list, they are not allowed to receive any money at all. These people are not interested in that
shit. That's right. He tries to buy them goods or services. They decline.
Yep. Mm-hmm. You can trust these people because they inherently understand that money ill-gotten is bad for the spirit.
We make them hang out with this entourage. Honestly, like probably a couple weeks would be enough for the person to be like, huh.
I think so. I think
but like a solid month.
Yeah, 4 weeks.
Solid month. And then we get into the sort of, how do we redesign society in such a way that our energy is made sustainably?
So the last thing, it has to be understood at a soul level that the earth has infinite value. That this idea that we're going to leave Earth behind scorched and be chill couldn't be a more despicable fucking delusion.
Captain Planet has powers, right? So this is the other thing that we could do, is we could get the fucking foremost experts in pyrotechnics, lasers, AI, simulation, whatever, and just create a sort of suit or pyrotechnic display or something
yeah.
that makes him actually feel like he's Captain Planet. Imagine putting him in some sort of simulation where like he shoots a beam and then like a tree grows. You would feel like God. Imagine like making a simulation of a barren landscape and then they just give him these powers that lets him like create a waterfall out of nowhere yeah. and like a beautiful mountainscape.
And then he's in a beautiful field with waving grass, sunflowers in the distance, a gentle healing breeze. And over here, half a mile away, is a family picnicking. He walks up to the family. He sees that it's his father and mother. They're gazing at each other in a fashion of love and acceptance that they never conveyed in real life. And there's little Elon, happier than he's ever been. His father puts his arm around him and says, "You're okay, pal," while he eats a sloppy PB&J.
Okay, the only thing I want to add to this is that he'll see the family in the distance, but a perfectly trained golden retriever rocks up and is like loving on him and licking him and hug, and then brings him to the picnic. So he has his own little into the wild boy dog journey.
Then little Elon says, "Come with me."
Oh.
They walk over to an oak tree that is somehow straight out of Mississippi. And it has in it a homemade but still technologically advanced treehouse.
Ooh, it's very solar punk, honey. I like this.
They climb the treehouse together. They hold each other within the treehouse and understand what it feels like to be supported by the natural world.
I really just think there's got to be one. There's got to be one.
That's all we need is one.
All we need is one.
And you're totally right that like pit them against the others. Like, oh, wow, I'm the one who had a change of heart. Don't you want to be a fucking hero?
This is the thing, is if we get one and then the public opinion really shifts and is like, all billionaires are evil except this guy rules, then you know they're gonna get jealous. Imagine if people actually loved you for who you were and the choices you made instead of the money you have.
Based on your character.
Because you did a good thing.
All right, well, thank you for joining us for this episode of Rebranding.
Yeah, look. Shit's so crazy right now, guys. I really hope you're taking care of yourselves and taking care of each other. If you would like some guidance on places to donate, if you're interested in helping out with the fires that are happening in LA, I have a highlight on my Instagram profile that has links to a couple places to donate. But there are many, many places that you can donate. There are, unfortunately, many GoFundMes, but also many great organizations doing beautiful work.
It feels really good to give even a dollar, actually.
It does.
It weirdly improves your day.
Yeah. Honey, where can they find us?
You can find us on the socials at RebrandThePod. You can email us any suggestions at RebrandThePodcast@gmail.com. Join our Discord at RebrandThePodcast. And let me know if you guys want to do a donation Zoom stand-up show to raise money for people affected by the fires in LA. It'd be Friday the 24th. So get on our Discord at RebrandThePodcast and hit us up.
We love you. Stay safe out there. That's it. Rebrand.
Rebrand!
Ding!
Rebrand!